Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Диалог прозвучит два раза. Между первым и вторым прослушиванием у вас будет время для выполнения заданий. Сейчас у вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Welcome back to our show. Our next guest, Mark Brown, has just written a wonderful book about the ancient city of Angkor Wat in Cambodia. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Mark, what makes your book different from all the other tour guides that have been published about Angkor Wat?
My book is quite unique because it focuses on families with children. The usual guidebook talks a lot about the history and architecture of 10th century Cambodia, which most kids aren't interested in. But if you know what to look for, there is a lot to do and see with children at Angkor Wat.
For example?
Well, to begin with, you can take an elephant ride. It's a great way to see some of the temples because you're up high, looking down. And it's just plain fun for kids. For them, it's just like being in a zoo.
Is it safe?
Completely. I've looked into it, and in the past 10 years, there have been no major injuries, just a few sprained ankles from people jumping off the back of their elephant. But it is important to use only the official elephant ride operators. They are very well run and safe.
What else will the kids enjoy?
Well, the ruins themselves are really amazing. Most kids love animals. And there are so many wonderful animal carvings on the temple and palace walls. I have created a special map that families can follow to discover these animals. It's sort of like a treasure hunt.
And while kids are searching for animals, their parents can look at anything else.
Exactly. And older kids will probably find the history fascinating if it's told in a lively way, which my book does. Any child who likes the stories of King Arthur and the Round Table will also like some of the myths and tales of ancient Angkor Wat.
Is there anything else in the area to do, other than visiting the temples and palaces?
Plenty. My kids love taking a boat cruise on the river Tonle Sap to see the floating villages. These are villages where everyone lives on boats all the time. The local children even attend school on boats.
And where do you recommend families stay during their visit to Angkor Wat?
Well, everyone who visits Angkor Wat stays in the nearby town of Siem Reap. You'll have lots of choices depending on your budget. Several Raj resort-type hotels have been built recently with swimming pools and playgrounds for kids, as well as spas and clubs for parents. But I'd suggest staying in one of the small guest houses right in the center of Siem Reap. Then you can easily explore the town with its markets and gardens and cafes. One favorite spot is a restaurant with crocodiles that the kids can actually feed. And yes, before you ask, it's very safe.
It sounds great, Mark. I wish my family had taken such fun holidays when I was young.
У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы выполнить задание. Через 30 секунд вы услышите запись снова. Прослушайте диалог еще раз и проверьте свои ответы.
Welcome back to our show. Our next guest, Mark Brown has just written a wonderful book about the ancient city of Angkor Wat in Cambodia. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Mark, what makes your book different from all the other tour guides that have been published about Angkor Wat?
My book is quite unique because it focuses on families with children. The usual guidebook talks a lot about the history and architecture of 10th century Cambodia, which most kids aren't interested in. But if you know what to look for, there is a lot to do and see with children at Angkor Wat.
For example?
Well, to begin with, you can take an elephant ride. It's a great way to see some of the temples because you're up high, looking down. And it's just plain fun for kids. For them, it's just like being in a zoo.
Is it safe?
Completely. I've looked into it, and in the past 10 years, there have been no major injuries, just a few sprained ankles from people jumping off the back of their elephant. But it is important to use only the official elephant ride operators. They are very well run and safe.
What else will the kids enjoy?
Well, the ruins themselves are really amazing. Most kids love animals, and there are so many wonderful animal carvings on the temple and palace walls. I've created a special map that families can follow to discover these animals. It's sort of like a treasure hunt.
And while kids are searching for animals, their parents can look at anything else.
Exactly. And older kids will probably find the history fascinating if it's told in a lively way, which my book does. Any child who likes the stories of King Arthur and the Round Table will also like some of the myths and tales of ancient Angkor Wat.
Is there anything else in the area to do, other than visiting the temples and palaces?
Plenty. My kids love taking a boat cruise on the river Tonle Sap to see the floating villages. These are villages where everyone lives on boats all the time. The local children even attend school on boats.
And where do you recommend families stay during their visit to Angkor Wat?
Well, everyone who visits Angkor Wat stays in the nearby town of Siem Reap. You'll have lots of choices depending on your budget. Several Raj resort-type hotels have been built recently with swimming pools and playgrounds for kids, as well as spas and clubs for parents. But I'd suggest staying in one of the small guest houses right in the center of Siem Reap. Then you can easily explore the town with its markets and gardens and cafes. One favorite spot is a restaurant with crocodiles that the kids can actually feed. And yes, before you ask, it's very safe.
It sounds great, Mark. I wish my family had taken such fun holidays when I was young.
Время, отведенное на выполнение и проверку заданий блока аудирования, истекло.